This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The Senate parliamentarian who ensures that legislative rules and procedures are being followed in the chamber has ruled against a key funding provision in President Trump's One Big Beautiful Tax and Spending Bill. Elizabeth McDonough says the SNAP state cost share program would not pass the Byrd rule as written. The Byrd rule, named after the late West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd, prohibits reconciliation bills from containing provisions not related to fiscal and tax issues. We will hear more from Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, says that despite the Senate parliamentarian stating that the SNAP state cost share program would not pass the Byrd rule, this may not be the end of the road for cost share measures.
I think there's still going to be attempts to look at alternative ways to craft some form of state cost share that complies with the Byrd rule. So this might not be over yet. Hopefully it's not.
Senator Grassley mentions his longstanding, though so far unsuccessful, ideas for finding new savings.
Get rid of the proposal to increase payment limits from $125,000 to $155,000. We can also increase savings by closing the actively engaged loophole that allows Wall Street bankers to cash government checks meant for farmers with dirt under their fingernails.
He says without a prompt solution or a Senate override of the parliamentarian's ruling, movement on the bill could be considerably slowed.
The leader says we're going to stay in session until we get it done, even if that takes us into Sunday.
President Trump has set a goal of having the bill on his desk by July 4th, though both chambers are scheduled to be out for the holiday by the end of this week. For this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.